From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama hails what he calls strong American diplomacy. The statement follows several developments concerning relations with Iran. In an exchange of prisoners, the U.S. released seven Iranians charged with or convicted of violating trade sanctions with Iran. Iran released five Americans, including Christian pastor Saeed Abedini and Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, as well as a former U.S. Marine. They have arrived in Germany. The U.S. has confirmed that billions of dollars in sanctions on Iran will be lifted because the Islamic Republic has met its obligations under a July 2015 nuclear accord. The State Department announced Sunday that the U.S. and Iran have reached an agreement that will return roughly $1.7 billion to Iran. And the U.S. Treasury Department has announced new sanctions against five individuals and several companies for ties to Iran's ballistic missile program. The Somali extremist group Al-Shabaab says it has captured some Kenyan soldiers during last week's attack on an African Union peacekeeping base in southwestern Somalia. Somali troops and Kenyan soldiers with the AU force, AMISOM, are deployed at the base. Also Sunday, four wounded Kenyan soldiers were airlifted home, but Kenyan officials gave no death toll. A monitoring group says at least 400 civilians have been kidnapped by Islamic State militants during an attack Saturday on the eastern Syrian city of Deir al-Zour. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women, children, and family members of pro-government fighters were among those captured after IS forces seized the suburb of Al-Baghdiyah. This is VOA News.